AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden has tested positive for the coronavirus twice. Now comes word from the White House First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive. She's reporting mild symptoms. The Bidens have been vacationing in South Carolina. President Biden tested negative today. He's returning to the White House today to sign the Democrats' climate change and health care bill. High-profile seats are up for grabs today in primaries in Wyoming and Alaska. The AP's Sagar Magani reports there are connections to former President Donald Trump.
After vowing to take down Republicans who voted to impeach him, Trump has helped loyalists win in races from Arizona to Pennsylvania. He's backing Harriet Hageman's bid to unseat Liz Cheney in Wyoming and endorsed Sarah Palin, who hasn't held office in more than a decade but is looking to claim Alaska's lone House seat.
Win or lose, Liz Cheney is vowing to remain in national politics as she contemplates a 2024 presidential bid. A long-awaited rule has been finalized. The Food and Drug Administration is making it possible to buy a hearing aid without a prescription. It could happen in the fall. Robert Califf is FDA commissioner.
These actions reflect the FDA's commitment to safely lowering barriers to access, providing consumers with greater choices at lower prices, and helping to facilitate innovation in hearing aid technology.
Starting in the fall, hearing aids are expected to be sold online or over-the-counter at pharmacies and other retail stores. Top Democrats in Congress are demanding the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General hand over information on deleted Secret Service text messages related to the Capitol riot, accusing him of using delay tactics to stonewall their investigation. Farmers in central Arizona are expected to be affected. The government is expected to announce water cuts to states that rely on the Colorado River. Drought and climate change are leaving less water flowing through the river. This is AP News. Elvis Presley fans are in Memphis, Tennessee, on the 45th anniversary of his death. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
30,000 people showed up to the candlelight vigil that goes past Elvis's grave, according to Priscilla Presley, his ex-wife. She says it's unbelievable how popular Elvis still is, and she credits the resurgence to the hit film Elvis. Priscilla Presley tells NBC's Today show she loved the movie, but it made her squirm to see how Elvis's manager, Colonel Tom Parker, could have done so much more for him.
He should have really probably stayed a publicist, because he just didn't have, he didn't take Elvis where he wanted to be, and that was hard because I lived it.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The NBA will be off on Election Day. The league's schedule will have all 30 teams playing November 7th, the night before the midterm elections. The NBA is hoping teams will use that night as an opportunity to encourage fans to get out and vote, plus amplify the need for civic engagement. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.